We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. If you have a question, please raise your hand. It'll be just Coach Hopkins today because we're heading to the bus and getting on a plane to Arizona. So, Percy, go ahead.
Awesome. Mike, hi. I love the glasses. You look like
You know, this is not a good sign.
You look like an econ professor.
Hairline and glasses are never a good sign. Yeah.
No. You're rocking those.
Thank you, Percy. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm curious about the conversation that you had with the Pac-12 about rescheduling this game here. Did you have any say in the matter? When did you find out? And what does it mean to give up a home game?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question. Did I have a say? Did we have a say? No. I they're trying to get the games in, which we respect and we want, obviously, but obviously not the most competitive advantage piece for us by any stretch of the imagination. And, you know, 8 games in 16 days is a pretty tough feat, and then a lot of road games. So, I mean, it is what it is. We're not going to harp on it. It's not going to be the easiest thing, being going to be another challenge during this time, but we'll do the best with what we have with it.
You know, and then to that right there, yeah, like it looks like an NBA schedule that you're sort of having to navigate here. What type of grind does that put on your team?
Well, it's, kids love to play. I mean, obviously, I think the toughest thing is the travel. And, you know, going to Washington State, coming back, playing two, leaving, going to play three on the road in a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It's just hard. But it's hard to have some practice time. And, you know, on those days, I mean, the most important thing right now is going to be our legs. And so to make sure we have energy. And so on our second game, on our third game, we'll be playing a team on their second game. And, it is what it is. We're not going to complain about it. It's what the league gave us. We've got to move forward and use it to our advantage, put a little chip on our shoulder and maybe go a little bit deeper in the bench to save the legs. But, you know, we get a play.
Awesome. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hob. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kind of going off of that, just what kind of adjustments have you had to make practice-wise and even rotation-wise to try to save your legs as much as possible?
We just got to limit, we took a day off yesterday. We had to just let them have the legs, and today we'll be flying, and then we'll have a kind of like one of those days that you have in between games, which is, you know, you get some shooting in, you watch a little film, but really not any practice. At this time, a lot of your system is in anyway. It's just really, are you going to be mentally prepared, physically prepared to go out and play some really good teams on the road? And hard to win on the road anyway, but it's what they gave us, and we've got to be able to use it. And don't think about, talk about it, and just go out and play our best and try to become a good team and play good together and do the things that we've been working on and focusing on.
And then your defense has held teams under 70 in the last few games. What have you liked? What improvements have you seen over these past few games?
Well, it's a combination. We changed our defense after, you know, the Cal game, you know, coming back here after Cal at Cal, and started working on some things. And so there was a lot of newness. There's a lot of breakdown, and we've gotten better at it. Still not where obviously it needs to be, but they're feeling more comfortable in it. Teams are having a tough time playing against it for the most part. And I think also in some of the games, a lot of the, when you don't turn it over as much, you know, people always look at and they say, okay, well, your defense gave up 86 points. Well, we gave 20 points off turnovers or, you know, loose ball, you know, those types of things. So I think even though, you know, it goes back to a level of a turnover, you know, there's a 30-second shot clock. Okay, you can set up your defense. And then there's a live ball turnover, which it really become four-point plays. And unfortunately, we've had a few too many of those. So it's a combination of all, but we're getting better at it for sure, Lauren. And I think that's what we attribute that to. But a combination, I think, of getting to know the defense better, and how we scout out of it and use it. And then obviously in some of those areas where we were turning it over, turnovers to touchdowns have been limited.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris Fetters. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I was just curious, one more question about the timing and the scheduling of this game. Given the sacrifices you guys are going to have to make, and I know you laid out why you want to play this game, but was there ever a consideration? Were you given the option of just not playing?
No. No. The league basically decided that, you know, and it was a league-wide vote in terms of how we were going to play the games. And you know, our game, you remember when our Washington State game was changed?
Yep.
And so we did, you know, we accommodated that. And then, you know, this year has been kind of, it's been so fluid and so changing. And then they tried to change it back and we already had the schedule and, you know, ASU has a lot of makeup games. So the league did the best they could. Unfortunately, we didn't get the best hand when they put out the cards, but you know, we're doing what's best for the league and everybody. It's a hard thing to do. And we're just fortunate that we're able to play and have the opportunity to, you know, regardless if it's on the road or home, it's been that kind of a year. So go out, play our best and hopefully come out with a win.
And I'll admit, I haven't seen ASU as much as I would have probably in a normal year, but you know, statistically they certainly look like you guys match up almost identically, except for maybe offensive points. They've scored a little bit more. What can you tell us a little bit about what you've seen from them already?
Well, this was a team that was obviously in the top 20 in the preseason, led by Remy Martin, who was first team All-American preseason. And so, you know, Alonzo Verge, they've got a lot of guys, Kamani Lawrence that we've played against in the past. They had a high level of freshman, Josh Christopher, who's a projected top 15 pick. He hasn't played in the last game, as well as Marvin Bagley's brother. So, you know, they're really talented, obviously with COVID. You know, there's been so many ups and downs because they've got a lot of talent and a good team, but they've lost a lot of games in terms of rescheduling and COVID situations. But the thing that matches up most against us compared to the other teams is their lack of the size. That's where, you know, they're guard oriented, spaced out. You know, Remy Martin, they're like a frenetic pace, frenetic on defense, overplay, those types of things. You know, they just almost they led UCLA for 39 minutes and lost at the end. So this is a team that's highly capable and when playing and all cylinders going at the same time can beat anybody in the country. So it'd be a great test for us.
All right, thanks.
Andy Gamashita.
Morning, Hop. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah, Andy, how are you?
A little tired, but, you know, we'll make do.
Yes, I love it.
So, you know, after the games last weekend, you mentioned that you might be going a little deeper on the bench. Any guys in particular who stood out for their play over the weekend?
Well, I was really impressed with Jerron Brooks. He came in, hadn't played. He actually, the game before against Stanford came in. He just looked good. He looked poppy. He looked bouncy. And then, you know, we played 10 guys in our game against Cal. Jerron was a guy, came in and gave us incredible minutes, I thought. It was one of the reasons why we had the lead at halftime. And so I like him. You know, obviously we know what Raekwon Battle can do. We haven't had practice time per se. So it goes back to gut and matchup and a lot of different factors, foul trouble. But, you know, I think we can go deeper in the bench for sure, especially with our situation going down there playing them twice.
Yeah, definitely. And that was my other question. You guys haven't had a chance to play a back-to-back against the same opponent yet this year. You know, what are some of the difficulties that come with that? And are there any advantages too?
Well, yeah, I mean, you play back-to-back. I've seen in other conferences, I think the Mountain West is doing it. I watched, you know, Boise State, Utah State the other night, and they played both games there. And it's just a chess match. It's one of the things that I love about when you watch the NBA is, you know, they might play a team two times in a row in a week, and you kind of see the adjustments that are made and see if, you know, it's a chess game back and forth. So I think it's going to be a real interesting, you know, opportunity, but something that's new. It's almost like when we play in the NIT and they change the 3-point line. It's just something new. It's going to be really cool, I think.
Awesome. Thanks for the time this morning, Coach.
Yeah, you're welcome, Andy.
Dan Reilly. Hi, Dan. Hey, Mike. COVID has really affected college basketball this year and the University of Washington as well, with shutting down football and disrupted the women's schedule. But you guys have avoided that. What's been the answer, or what have you done? Or you've been lucky? Or
you know what, Dan? It's like my golf game. Sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. But that's a joke, obviously. We've got a great – Pat Jenkins, you know, talks to our guys every day about, you know, it's like a broken record, right? It's guys, you know, this is what's happening in Seattle. This is what's happening when we're on the road. This is how we have to protect each other. Dr. Dresner, our team doctor, has just been incredible. And our guys, you know, it goes back to how they execute, right? You can get all the information. They've really executed off the court with all the protocols, making sure that they're being disciplined and protecting their teammates. And then I think with just COVID, I think there's a lot of, you know, there's the variable of luck in there. You know, you just don't know, you know, no one really knows. You know, you get it in a room, you get it by touching something, you give it by being in a meeting room, whatever that may be. Our guys have been educated every day, and, you know, thank the Lord that we haven't been hit with it. I'm a knock on wood too, Dan.
Michelle Gardner, go ahead, Michelle.
Yeah, Coach. Is it hard to prepare for a team when you literally don't know the personnel you're going to be facing because they've had so many injuries, or is it more just about your own execution?
I think it's about, you know, at this time of the year, Michelle, great question. We're focused on us, obviously, you know, where we can be better. We changed our, you know, not change our defense, but tried to manipulate a little bit for our personnel and where we were struggling. And then offensively, you know, what we do, it's executing better. But for the most part, you know, we just know that Coach Hurley's teams are, regardless of who's playing, top players, not top players, you're going to get a team that plays so hard and great guards, and they share the ball, and they're explosive, and they like a frenetic pace. And just like his brother and his father, who I've known for years, have so much respect for the types of teams that they put out there, that toughness. And if you could, you know, the biggest key is you've got to be able to not, regardless of who's playing, not turn it over, because they live on turnovers to touchdowns, and they've got one of the best guards in America, Remy Martin. You can't let him go bananas. But they've got a multiple of great talent, and regardless of who plays, you know, a Bobby Hurley team is going to be prepared. They're going to be disciplined, and they're going to play their tails off.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, guys. We will see you post-game on Tuesday.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.